What about the side effects and tolerability profile?
So most of the drugs that inhibit the angiogenesis pathway and inhibit the HIF pathway have a toxicity profile which is significantly different than the toxicity profile that we as oncologists are used to with cytotoxic chemotherapy. There's two points that I would like to make. First of all, the paradigm shift in kidney cancer has resulted by the recognition that absence of progression of disease as measured by CAT scan, MRI, or clinical evaluation is equally as important as objective response. So the practicing oncologist should not just weigh whether to continue or not continue these drugs based upon tumor shrinkage using classically defined methods like RECIST or WHO. So it's absence of progression that has resulted in this significant improvement in progression-free survival and survival. Secondly, these drugs have a toxicity profile that produces things differently than cytotoxic chemotherapy. So for example, sunitinib. Sunitinib can lower the blood counts in a reversible fashion. It can cause some fatigue, hand-foot syndrome, which is a novel toxicity associated with this drug and other angiogenesis inhibitors. And it can produce the lethargy, stomatitis, and the most important side effect that most oncologists have forgotten since their internal medicine training days is that it can produce either a new onset of hypertension or a worsening of existing hypertension. And the oncologist needs to follow the blood pressure of these patients and manage them appropriately. Temsirolimus has a bit of a different profile. It really doesn't cause hand-foot syndrome. The immunosuppressive action of temsirolimus is not of significant magnitude, and the major side effects are really anorexia and lethargy.
Can you sort of put more of a qualitative appraisal of how much that affects the patients?
Right. So the question that's often asked is, what's the quality of life for people with renal cell carcinoma treated with these agents? And what's been nice is the studies that have been carried out have clearly shown that quality of life has improved as a result of these treatments. But having said that, these treatments can result in some difficult times for people that require dose modifications, halting of the drug, and restarting at a different dose. Probably the single most important person in the management of kidney cancer using these novel agents is the physician's physician extenders, the nurse practitioner, the physician assistant, or the nurse, because often these are the kinds of side effects that the nurses in our practices deal with day in and day out and have to be an integral part of their care.
Can you talk a little bit about sunitinib and sorafenib?
Okay, so sorafenib is an agent that is also a VEGF receptor tyrosine kinase inhibitor. It is an agent that was approved in December of 2005 and was approved because of a very lovely trial published in the January New England Journal of Medicine by Bernard Escudier, demonstrating that sorafenib, when compared to placebo in previously cytokine-treated patients, had a significant progression-free survival difference when compared to control. It's that trial that resulted in sorafenib's approval.